This morning on Market Monitor, let's talk about wheat, corn, and soybean prices. Three biggest things that are impacting prices now are tight stocks. You've got the drought, the stocks in the drought we've talked about the last couple of weeks. A lot's going on though in the Russian-Ukraine war. You look in Ukraine, last month they allowed them to start exporting agriculture commodities. Reports this week said that they had 87 cargoes leaving the Ukrainian ports. However, it's also reported that very few of these cargoes are wheat. Most of the cargoes have been going to Turkey. However, they've also been shipments to China, India, Yemen, and Somalia. So if you look at Oklahoma wheat prices, you go back to late June, we hit down in that $7 to $8 range. It wallowed around $8. Last couple weeks, it's been between $8.25 and $8.75. When Putin came out and said that he may stop the exports out of Ukraine, our wheat prices went up 47 cents, and then they backed off later in the day down to around 25 cents up. But that shows the volatility in wheat prices just at what could happen in Russia and Ukraine. If you look at corn prices, Ukraine has been exporting more corn than wheat. And you'd think when Putin says that he's going to stop the exports or that he may stop the exports, you'd have a big increase in corn prices. Well, you had about an 11 cent increase when the markets opened and it backed off to pretty much even. You look at Oklahoma, new crop prices for corn go back to mid-July, $5.50. We've had a $2.10 increase in those prices to about $7.60. 60 cents of that $2.10 price increase was increased in the basis, and only $1.60 or $1.70 was on the board. So corn prices going up, basis on the corn is going up. That says that the market wants corn now and needs corn now. You look at soybeans, they've been moving sideways, $13 to $14. Right now, you can forward contract or sell soybeans for around $13.50. Crop prices are relatively high. There's a lot of uncertainty in this market. These prices can change relatively fast. It's just a wait and see on what's going to happen.